Blog Talk Radio.
For the Saturn in Sagittarius show. I cannot tell you guys how happy I am that we are moving into this new cycle, and I know you guys are happy about it too. So we officially kiss Saturn in Scorpio goodbye tonight. This ends around 10:49, I believe. I should have written that down, I guess. Yeah, 10:49 p.m. Eastern time. This is the show that covers September 17th through the 24th, so this is 10:49 p.m. Eastern time on the 17th. And it wraps up a three-year intense testing cycle, one of the most intense that we ever go through in a lifetime, that started back in the fall of 2012. And tested us when it came to all of our financial situations, and when it came to death, and when it came to divorce, and when it came to sexual attractions and triangles, and when it came to third-party situations in other parts of our life, and reproductive needs, and, you know, all the heavy stuff. So, sayonara, we won't miss you, yay. So what I want to concentrate on tonight, and it is a serious show because I spent quite a bit of time today outlining the key turning points in this Saturn and Sagittarius cycle that we enter now. And if you guys keep, you know, download a version of this show or write down these key dates, you will absolutely know the cycles and how they are playing out over this next 2 year and 3 months of Saturn and Sag. So, you know, you can ask yourself right off the bat, are you starting to feel it? Do you feel a need to go back to school and get a degree in something? Do you feel a need to start teaching what you know? That's one of the things Sagittarius rules. So Saturn's going to get you very serious about that over the next couple years. If you need to do this, this is the time. Is there something involving the law that you need to get serious about? Do you need to file a lawsuit? Do you need to incorporate your business? Do you need to, you know, sit down with an attorney over, you know, the estate or whatever? Anything legal, it's time to get serious about that. Maybe you want to be a lawyer. Go for it. This is the time to do it. Is there something involving travel that you need to get serious about? You know, have you been traveling too much? Does that need to end? You need to get serious about finding a different solution. Or have you not been able to travel and you really want to commit to that now? Travel in Sagittarius also involves anything that might connect you with foreign people or foreign interests, import, export, so there may or relocation to someplace abroad. So you might be getting serious about one of these areas. This is the time to do so. Sagittarius rules everything media related. So your marketing ideas, your advertising campaigns, your publishing deals, your broadcasting opportunities, publicity. Is it time to buckle down and get serious about this? You know, this is a 2 year, 3 month cycle where if you dig into it, bite onto it, you know, test yourself to be ambitious or to achieve, that's what Saturn wants you to do, and master some new level in one of these areas, then you will be quite successful with it. You know, if you kind of run from these new themes that are being laid out in front of everybody, then you may have some challenges. And this, you know, so we have higher education, travel, law, media topics. Sagittarius also rules our beliefs. So this may be religious beliefs. It may be political beliefs. So this couple years ahead of us is a time to really look at getting serious about that. We might grow up a little bit and let go of some old beliefs and commit to some new ones, or decide that we are ambitious in a religious or political arena and go for something there. Maybe you're going to support a candidate or go, you know, run for something yourself. Sagittarius also rules weddings. So it is a really important time to sit down and ask yourself, you know, what you think about marriage. I mean, are you starting to think again that you might be ready to get married over these next couple years? Have you decided that marriage is just never going to be for you and you really want to, you know, kind of grow into that attitude? Maybe there's something you want to do involving weddings as a career. You know, anything ambitious, anything that would help you master that next level. These are the Sagittarian themes. And Saturn is pushing us. It only shows up in this arena just about every 29 years. If we look back at the last time Saturn was here, it was between November 1985 to 1988. So you may have some clues, you know, if you were old enough back then to think about those topics I just listed and you know, where you needed to either end something or commit to something or get, you know, ambitious, grow up, deal with limits or structures or responsibilities in those areas. And so now we have it. This started, you know, when I look at the breakdown of this, Saturn entered Sagittarius for just under 6 months to give us a preview. It went from 0 degrees to 4 degrees of Sagittarius between December 23rd last year and June 15th of this year. And so we had some kind of draw towards one of these arenas, maybe a couple. You know, maybe you want to get married and you also want to travel. Doesn't sound too bad to me. maybe you're becoming more religious, you know. Maybe you're ready to launch that publishing deal or start teaching or sign the legal documents, whatever the serious side is. So you got that preview back then, and now we have it from September 17th of this year until December 20th of 2017. So we have nice long cycle here. And to put it in perspective, after this cycle, the next time Saturn will enter Sagittarius and help us cement something one way or the other in those topics will be between February 2044 and October 2047. So, you know, yeah, you want to get serious. I think it's going to be, you know, probably a more enjoyable cycle for most people. Just because, you know, Sagittarius is such an expansive, open sign, it's not making you face all the dark, hidden, deep stuff that we've been going through for the last 3 years. And I want to kind of, you know, one of the keys I want to give you guys when you're looking at this is that every sign has what are called deacons, which means every sign has 30 degrees. Sagittarius has 30 degrees. And we split it up into deacons, the first deacon, second deacon, third deacon, each one being 10 degrees. And they all represent different sides of Sagittarius. So we are experiencing the push to get serious and to make commitments or make endings and structure things and get responsible in those Sagittarian fields. In the first deacon, we already went through a big chunk of it, 6 months of it almost, between December 23rd last year and June 15th of 2015. We are now entering a three-month phase starting tonight, September 17th, 2015, until December 21st of this year, 2015. And then we will get one more month of it, just close to a month, July 28th next year, 2016, through August 29th, 2016. So in all 10 months, focusing on the first deacon. The first deacon of Sagittarius is double Sag, which means we are really learning what it is we need to do in each one of these areas. Make the commitment and start to believe in yourself, that you can master something new in one of these areas. Do that while you're in the first decan. So commit, you know, to getting your legal self together, or to furthering your education or teaching what you know, or to whatever the media venture is, or the wedding, or the travel plans, or the foreign interests, or the religious beliefs or political stance, or your own personal evolving beliefs. Make a commitment in things that are in the way. Get serious about what you can do during these particular windows that I just gave you in the first decan. The second decan is going to go in two sections, okay? The first decan is split up in threes. The second decan, we're going to have two periods. So December 21st of 2015, it starts, and it takes us through July 28th of 2016. That's 7 months we'll have in the second decan. And then we get a secondary journey through that part of the sky, August 30th, 2016 to December 20th, 2016, for 4 months. So we get a year and a month in the second decan. 10 months in the first decan, a year and a month in the second decan. The third decan will... let me tell you what the second decan is about. Sorry. The second decan is the Sagittarius again, but it's the Aries part of Sagittarius. So when we move into this second decan, all of a sudden, we're going to be drawn forward. Our physical self, we are going to get in there and start being actively participating in what we've been setting up, what we've been studying for, what we've been, you know, signing and sealing and traveling about. All of a sudden, we step into our authority in some kind of way during the second decan, because Aries is about our physicality and what we're passionate about, and it gets us in there over our own personal needs, you know? And so this is really important to think about when you're kind of thinking about what it is you want to get serious about in these areas, because there is kind of this time frame where you're learning all the ins and outs, and then there's the second decan where you get called out and get a chance to really step up and take something on and show, you know, the world what you're about, or maybe just really kind of feel like you're getting your needs met in some way during that cycle. The third decan is going to begin on December 20th, 2016, and last until December 20th, 2017, with no break. So there will just be one chapter of the third decan, and it lasts 1 year to the day. So what's the third decan? Well, in Sagittarius, the third decan is the Leo part of Sagittarius. And so by the third decan, there is something pretty creative coming out of all these efforts we've made. Or there may be love blossoming through what you've done. Maybe you're going to travel to some foreign land over the first and second decan, and a romance will kick up, or you and your lover travel, and then all of a sudden things really ignite. Or maybe you're, you know, going back to school in the first couple decans, and then you meet somebody who just, you know, lights your fire. Or you're teaching and you meet somebody that way. Or, you know, you're in the legal process, or you're out there publishing or broadcasting, or in that media venture, or you're, you know, if weddings is one of the avenues you're going to go down during this Sagittarius theme period, you may be, you know, planning the wedding, or out there kind of meeting the right person in the first decan, and in the second decan really getting involved in, you know, all the physical side of what's going on there, and then the third decan, you know, flowering in the love of it all. So, you know, we are building, I feel like this is building in a really nice direction for everybody. By the time we get to that third decan in the final year, which is, you know, a few days at the end of 2016, but the entire year of 2017, we get all the creativity coming to the forefront, the love coming to the forefront, anything involving the kids or anything that's recreational in the mix coming to the forefront in some kind of harmonious alignment here. So, you know, it's important to look at the stages of this so that you really do the tougher stuff in this first year. I feel like the more work, you know, it's like, oh, you know, are you going to really get to enjoy the bread? Well, you got to bake the bread. You got to go make the money to have the bread. And, you know, that story, right? So you want to put in the effort in this first year. It's seriously important. And for you guys, you know, I want to say that as Saturn travels through Sagittarius, those of you born in the first 10 days of your sign, this first decan period, the three different times that I, the dates that I gave you, when it's in that first decan, are the most intense for you. And if you're born in the middle of your sign, you know, the second 10 days of your sign, the second decan is going to be the time that's the most amped up for you. And if you're born at the end of your sign, in the last 10 days of your sign, the third decan is going to be the most intense for you, where you're doing the most with all of this. So you want to hit the ground running starting tonight. Well, maybe not tonight. It is kind of late when it kicks in. But really start to set your mind to what it is that you would like to connect with all of this energy. Now, the next key that I want to give you guys, over this next 2 years and 3 months as Saturn travels through Sagittarius, there are going to be some major squares. And what does that mean? Well, major squares mean that the outer planets are involved. While Saturn is in Sagittarius, it will either be squared or will square one of those outer planets. So these are important, you know, cycles, because they're way more rare. And squares are frictional energy that give us the momentum we need to make changes. So, you know, if you don't like change, they can challenge you because they push you harder. And if you are trying to make change happen, they can really be your friend, because they're going to come in and filibuster for you and make, you know, that next thing go forward, or over that hump, or around that mountain, whatever it is. So the major squares are playing out like this. We have Jupiter squaring Saturn in Sagittarius twice. March 23rd of 2016 and May 26th of 2016. So within a few months of each other in 2016, we have those two squares happening. So what does it mean for all of us? Well, Jupiter is about expansion, Saturn contraction. So these two are pushing at each other. And you really need to look at, you know, what is that about? What is it that I need to find, you know, really push on here, so that the growth I want to see happen with my work, with the paperwork, with the coworkers or people I hire, with health interests or animals or the environment, that is being balanced with the reality of the hard work and efforts I need to put in with the higher education or the legal situation or the media topic or travel plans or weddings or religious or political themes. Sorry if you hear me turning pages. I had to kind of write all these dates down on a couple different pages. There's so many of them. So that's a big deal. And you're going to feel the tension of that between March and May of next year. So prepare yourself for that. You know, you need to step up. That's when you want to step up. That's when you want to go a little bit harder to make sure that you're, you know, taking care of everything in those areas. Because the more you do, the better it is as it moves off and starts to go into a better cycle for you. The next square is that Saturn is squaring Neptune. Saturn being reality, Neptune being fantasy. You know, they're pretty opposite. They're both karmic planets, interestingly enough. So it may be a really karmic period that we are in, starting tonight at 10:49 Eastern and lasting until September 10th of 2016. There are going to be three exact squares. So as Saturn moves into Sagittarius tonight, it begins to push on this first square that completes, or I should say peaks, on November 26th, 2015. The second one will peak June 17th, 2016. The third one, September 10th, 2016. So over the course of this year ahead, we are really going to be asked to look at how we are balancing reality and fantasy. So let me kind of expand on that a little bit more. The reality is the hard work and efforts and mastering that we need to do in all those Sagittarius areas that I talked about. When I say fantasy, Neptune rules where we dream things up. It is our imagination and our inspiration. Are we grounding that in the real world? Yes, we want to be the next rock star or the next famous swimmer or author or dancer or poet or whatever. What is the reality of what you're doing to make that happen? Are you showing up every day to do the hard work? Are you taking on more and mastering that next level so that it can happen? Do you need to travel or expand your market into foreign lands? Do you need to get your legal ducks in a row? Do you need to teach what you know or learn something more or get the degree or push the publishing out there further or broadcast your idea? You know the themes. I don't want to beat them over the head the whole show, but you know, it's really asking over this first year out of the 2 years and 3 months that Saturn goes through Sag, this first year, this is definitely the big one because you have to balance that. You can't get so caught up in the dream of what you have for yourself that you're not grounding it in some reality in these areas. You have to do the hard work. But you also can't let people beat down your dreams or take away your inspiration or the reality kind of drain away all the magic that can happen in the Neptune side. So it's a real balancing act. And the more that you give to both areas equally, the better you're going to do. You cannot choose one over the other because it won't work. I mean, I'm not saying you won't live through it. I'm sure you probably will. But you will not be happy with the results. You need to do both. And with Neptune, you know, it's asking you to look at what inspires you artistically. You know, do you need to paint, dance, do film, do magic, do music, whatever, you know, your muse is calling. Neptune in Pisces is about your spiritual growth. Do you need to, you know, where Saturn in Sagittarius is more about the religious side of things, the ceremonial side of religion, Neptune is more of an etheric spiritual quality, the connection you have with that higher plane. And so, you know, do you need to get back to your meditation or do your yoga or, you know, whatever you do to connect on that spiritual level? Neptune is our romantic needs, you know. You can't put those aside just because you're all ambitious on this other side of the sky. You really need to feed and nurture that romance as well. Neptune rules healing and hospitals and addictions, and so you may need to be tending to some stuff there as well. It also rules research and development, the time that you take for yourself behind the scenes to let this magic flower in some way or to find those details that you need to do to strategize. So in all of this, I highly recommend that you seek balance and that you note those key dates, November 26th this year, June 17th next year, September 10th next year, because that's when each one of these might peak in a turning point where you go, oh my gosh, I got to stop doing this because I got to go do that. And just kind of ground yourself and remember that you need to balance both areas and that this is a test and you're moving through it with grace and a lot of hard work and you're going to do just fine. The next square during this 2 year, 3 month period is that Saturn is going to square Chiron. Now, this one's interesting. This is rare. And this is, you know, Saturn being reality and Chiron being our vulnerabilities. You know, so over this period, there are going to be three of these exact hits. They're really not going to start till the end of 2016, but I'm giving you these dates because this is the Saturn show in Sagittarius. I want you to have all the information all together in one show. But it's an important thing because where Chiron moves, we need to be aware of how we let our vulnerabilities lead us or not lead us into situations. And so at these turning points, you may need to kind of face that and overcome fear and just do it anyway. Where Chiron is, we may feel wounded and need to address that wound for healing. And we may be wounding others without realizing it and need to grow up and take responsibility for that. That's Saturn words there for you with that. And where Chiron moves, we have the potential to step into our highest spiritual guru healing teaching qualities through the knowledge and understanding of our own vulnerabilities and what we've been through. So as a process, this is going to make the very end of 2016, but the whole year of 2017 really focus on this, calling us to, you know, kind of move past things that may have blocked us in the past with our vulnerabilities and wounding nature and to kind of move towards that guru energy for ourselves. So the key dates, December 28th, 2016, April 30th, 2017, November 2nd, 2017. You will feel this, each one of these, when I'm telling you these dates, you're going to feel it from the beginning of the first one till the end of the second one, but they'll be at their most intense at the dates I give you or around those dates. The next square, we're going to have one, Saturn squaring the north node of destiny and the karmic south node. And that is a big one because that is the reality of the hard work you're doing and being at a crossroads where you can either go towards what your future is calling you towards by stepping up and doing that extra work, taking on that extra responsibility, ending anything that's blocking you, committing long-term to what it is you need at that moment, or you can fall back into past life karmic behavior where it may feel easier because you've done it so often. And so this turning point with that square comes October 8th of 2016. And you may feel that, in the week before and after that as well, as we have energy building and releasing around that time frame. So from now until October 8th next year, you're really kind of doing a lot of work to get to that moment where you can put a lot of the past behind you and move towards your future, or really say, I'm really happy with my past. I'm staying there. So whatever side of that you come out on, there's not really a right or wrong. Everybody's going to progress through, time frames when they want to go towards that new destiny where that's awaiting them, and times when they need to take a break and fall back on the karmic self note a bit. It's always suggested that you move towards the future, but there's no crime in needing what you need in the moment, but that is when it's going to peak. And because I'm talking about that, I want to add in for you guys that Saturn will then trine and sextile the North Node and the Karmic South Node the following year, October 9th of 2017, where things are going to kind of magically align in some pretty special ways with your future growth and with past life connections and the potential there. Whatever direction you go next year, it's going to kind of lead to this cool stuff that's happening the following year with the destiny points. All right, so on a personal level, the personal planets are fast-moving planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and they trigger, a lot more activity on our day-to-day life. And these guys are all going to have some interaction with Saturn. And what I'm highlighting in this show, because it's really the most important part, is each time that one of these personal planets comes and sits down on the same exact degree with Saturn. It's called a conjunction. It means the two of them are starting out on a new chapter. So when we look at the solar energy, the sun, which really represents your identity, your body, your name, your brand, your image, your personal needs and desires, the sun is going to come and sit down with Saturn while it's going through Sag three times. You're going to have three chapters where you can step up and push forward by taking that lead and making those commitments and getting serious about yourself and your needs, putting them out there in the forefront so that it can take you to that next level. So, and if you don't succeed in the first one, you got two more coming. Don't be a quitter. You got three chances at this, all right? And if you do well in the first one, then you can add to that and add to it again and keep going. Really nice, right? So the first Sun-Saturn conjunction, which starts your first big chapter, is November 30th of 2015. So you got a whole year to get that one in gear. The second chapter, when you can step up and try something new or take that to the next level, December 10th, 2016. And there's a final one, which is really interesting, that it falls on December 20th, 2017, right as Sag is leaving Sagittarius. So it's like the universe is giving you a goodbye kiss for all the hard work you've done, that you actually get to launch a whole new chapter that doesn't really have an end in sight, that really is going to kind of perpetuate as Saturn moves into Capricorn and all that leadership energy starts to take over at the end of 2017. So that actually, I think, bodes very well for what's about to happen over this next couple years. But those are your time frames to step in and say, I want this more for myself, and I'm going to do what it takes to make it happen. I need to get my body in better shape. I need my name to change. I'm going to get married or divorced and change my name, or I'm going to see my name in lights, and I'm going to do the work that it takes to get there. Or I'm going to develop my brand, or I'm going to, you know, change my identity, or whatever it is, you know, some personal goal for yourself. Could be your signature on the dotted line, you know. The next personal planet is Mercury conjuncting Saturn. There's going to be four of these because in the very last year, Mercury is going to retrograde. So it'll go over it and then back over it. You know, you have two back-to-back in that last one. So when Mercury starts a new chapter with Saturn in Sagittarius, it's about opportunity for brand new agreements cementing in around those Sagittarius themes, or brand new decisions or ideas that come in for you guys, or sales. You can initiate a brand new trajectory with your sales. It can involve siblings, neighbors, short trips, your community activities, offers that come in, and really a lot of talks and meetings that can get underway with new levels to them each time Mercury comes around and starts a new chapter with Saturn in Sagittarius. Obviously about those Sagittarian themes, media, ventures, legal needs, travel, higher education, weddings, religion, politics. So the Mercury chapters, the first one starts November 25th of this year, 2015. The second one starts November 23rd of 2016. The third one starts November 28th of 2017. And because Mercury then retrogrades, there's a fourth one starting on December 6th, 2017. So you kind of move forward on that last one in 2017 and then go back and figure out something, and maybe you still need to grab somebody up from the past or, you know, let something else go on that very last move there. But that's your time for making, you know, the agreements and sales and ideas really ring in some new level. Venus, next personal planet. Everybody loves Venus. Venus is about love. So, you know, when we have Saturn traveling through the sign of generosity and expansion and our beliefs and the sign of weddings, you know, and we have Venus coming to sit with Saturn, she's going to do it twice. There's going to be two fresh starts you're going to get with this to launch your love into some new level. Now, Saturn, it could be about an ending. You might need to end a love affair at these times, or it might be ended for you. Saturn is about serious long-term commitments, that wedding, that monogamy, that I'm ready to be with just you kind of moment. Saturn is about ways you want to structure things in love, you know, maybe you need to move into their house or they need to move into yours or whatever. It's about, you know, getting ambitious and growing up and, you know, what else can I say? So Venus is about love on the, you know, personal side. Venus also happens to rule personal income. So these two brand new cycles that Venus will kick off with Saturn can be about endings and brand new commitments and serious ambition and your personal authority when it comes to income opportunities, those cycles kicking in. Venus also rules the significant women in our life and rules beauty. So if you're in the beauty field or you're doing something for your own beautification or beautifying your home, whatever it is, these cycles will play into the love, income, beauty, and women interest playing out over those Sagittarius themes. So the first one starts on January 9th of 2016, takes you forward until October 30th of 2016. That's when your second cycle starts. So again, with each one of these, you may start one and then add to it at the second cycle, or you might start one, say, nah, and then start another one on the, you know, the second one. So definitely important for what you're doing, you know, in all those Sagittarius themes to forward Venus. And finally, Mars and Saturn coming together. Now, Mars and Saturn don't like each other, period, you know, astrologically. Mars is the youth with a lot of ardent fighting passion, and Mars wants everything to happen yesterday and dives right in and, you know, definitely all about the action. And Saturn is Father Time and is the, you know, the serious, sober, let's make it last, you know, take forever, last forever. I want it 16 days from, you know, 8 months from now. So when the two of them get together, you're getting a little bit of both those energies. And they can work together if you are aware that some part of you is going to feel like, oh my God, this really needs to go now. And part of you really feels or needs to deal with, I need to still work this serious side of my life so that it can happen. So when Mars comes together with Saturn, it is going to push you into, it's only going to happen once. You're going to get one of these brand new cycles. And it is going to give you that opportunity to take action. Because Mars is very much a triggering energy in astrology, you may be working, you know, back there with the higher education or the legal matter or the media project, the wedding plans, the travel plans, the religious or political themes over this time frame. And when we get to August of 2016, as Mars comes to Saturn, all of a sudden something really big happens. You get the proposal or you get, you know, you meet that person while you're traveling or the lawsuit is settled or that you show up the first day in court or you know, whatever. There's going to be a big action kind of coming in around August 24th of 2016. And you can very much initiate at this time to step up through Mars. And how do you step up through Mars? You take action. You react to somebody else's actions. You bring the passion to bear in whatever it is you're doing in one of those areas. You really look at any anger issues you have and you do what you need to do about it, or you fight the good fight. So Mars is going to kick in and give you that one brand new fresh start in this area or the new chapter or the next level on August 24th, 2016. So if you go back and you write down these dates, you're going to know exactly when the significant turning points are as you go through. Obviously, if you listen or read me, you're going to hear it from me again as we approach these time frames. But they're big deals, you know. And when we think about Sagittarius, I mean, this is our higher evolved self. This is the area where we can reach for the stars, you know, where we can really open up our world in some bigger way. So if Saturn is saying to us, show up and do some work right now and show us what you got, commit to it, give it your all, master that next level, we'll give it to you, well, then it's worth doing, isn't it? When we look at the signs and how this is going to play out for the signs, first I want to just say that not every sign goes through this in the same way. And if you know your rising sign, pay attention to both your sun sign and your rising sign with this because it'll be a combination of both. But Aries trine are in a trine to Sagittarius. So as Saturn goes through Sagittarius, this should be smooth sailing for them. If they show up and they commit to this stuff, doors should just kind of naturally open to them. It's really about being willing to take charge, take the lead, which I've never met an Aries who has an issue with that, male or female. And, you know, really just decide what you want to do in one or several of those areas and start doing it. You should see flow here. If you're an Aries or an Aries rising, this gives you a great kind of leg up during this next 2 years and 3 months. For Taurus or Taurus rising, this is an inconjunct to Sagittarius, which means over these next couple years, it's really important that you be willing to adjust something going on here for yourself. You know, you may have one concept of how things need to go or how it's all going to come together, but the universe has a slightly different plan. It doesn't mean you're not going to succeed. You probably will, as long as you're diligent. But it means that there's going to be some need for give and take, and you're going to need to learn to step up and ask that from other people, and you're going to also have to be willing to bend and give and take on your end to successfully navigate through this to the best of your ability. And this particular aspect may also mean, besides the bending and the giving and taking, that you really kind of have to feed, you know, a couple different areas at once. You know, so you might be drawn to one of these areas, but also have to, you know, hold down the day job or deal with the family issue or whatever. And so you're really having to be doing the balancing act a little bit. And that can be the adjustment in itself. So be willing to look at where you may have dug in a little bit. You know, Taurus is one of the fixed signs. So as a fixed sign, you're very diligent about sticking with a plan and seeing it through, which is a great quality, but you can also be very stubborn and bullheaded. And so really look at if you've done too much on that side of things and be willing to give and take a bit in that area. Or if, you know, you feel like somebody around you needs to adapt in some way, then start to learn about how to masterfully, as a leader, these are Saturn, you know, words I'm using here on you, how to get that to happen for yourself and how to approach people so that you can make that happen. The further you go into this, the better you'll be at it, you know. So don't beat yourself up if it takes a few tries before you figure out exactly how to make this flow for yourself. But you can definitely make it flow. It's really about, you know, working through the things that may have blocked you before. For Gemini, this is an opposition as Saturn goes through Sagittarius. So for Gemini, you guys are really going to experience this, you know, in balance with other people. It may be a time where you really do need to rely on specialists or a partner, or you want to partner with somebody, or you want to, or a time where the focus on clients or competitors becomes a big deal for you, or there's, you know, some focus on the representatives in the mix. And so, you know, whatever that is for you guys, it's really important that you incorporate that, that you think, you know, it, when it comes, well, I mean, it's kind of obvious with weddings. I mean, you know, that would probably be a marriage partner. and so, you know, over this next couple of years, and I'm going to backtrack and talk a little bit more about Taurus too, because I should have been more specific for you guys. But for Gemini, you know, as you go through this cycle, these key relationships, you know, when it's about commitment, it's about getting serious, it's about the work you can do together or ending something. So if you enter this cycle and you really wanted to, you know, let's go through the list, you know, with key relationships here. If you really wanted to wed somebody, you might really decide, hey, you know, it's not working for me and end that. Or you may decide, I really need to grow up and finally put down some roots here and anchor myself and commit to something long term. And this will be the time that a lot of Geminis do get married finally. So partners are pretty obvious with that. You might hire a specialist to help plan the wedding, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, who else would be a serious person? Maybe some clients of yours help out. I don't know. for Gemini, you know, you may seek serious key relationships involved with media. So, you know, it may be the time to hire the publicist or promoter, you know, to get your broadcasting or publishing thing out there to the public. It may be the time to partner with somebody in a media venture. It may be the time to get serious about how you can structure and build your client base through whatever media outlet you're going through here. Legally, it definitely could be a time to sit down with an attorney and get all your legal documents taken care of in any, you know, area of life. Sitting down and working things out with your partners and your clients and your attorneys and agents and specialists through legal channels, this is definitely a time frame where you want to get serious about that. And if you do have an opponent, which some Geminis will during this time frame, you know, it can play out through legal means. So don't be afraid. You know, I would not chase lawsuits by any means with Saturn here, because it will definitely test you and you may not get everything you want. But if, you know, if you do find that you need to stand up for yourself, then seek the good counsel. Travel, you know, you may meet somebody who you get really serious about in a romantic relationship while traveling. You might travel with the person you're committing. Maybe you get married overseas, you know. or you might just start to travel with partners or to see more clients, and it just opens up your world in some serious way. Higher education for Gemini and these key relationships, you know, it's really all about, I guess if you're teaching, it would be about the clients that you would bring to the door to learn what it is you have to say. And if you're going back to school to get certified or get that degree, then it could be, you know, the one-on-one people that you're working with to study and study program, or those, you know, the authorities that you're dealing with as the teachers teaching you. And, you know, it can also be a time where you get more into religion or politics, or expanding your belief system via this key person that's in your life during this time frame. So you want to end things that are no longer working. You want to commit where you can. It's a serious phase for what happens one-on-one with you, Gemini, in those areas. You know, going back to Taurus, you know, I talked about the adjustment you guys need to make. I should have specifically said what those adjustments would involve. And, you know, it's really about eighth house matters. So a lot of the adjustments, Taurus, are going to be on how, financial situations are shared. Not your personal income so much, but really, you know, are there commissions? Is there a loan? Is there debt? Is there an inheritance or bankruptcy or settlement or investment or insurance or taxes or, you know, our third-party situations to hammer out financial things here? You need to really give and take in those areas to successfully master what it is you're ambitious about in the wedding, media, law, travel, higher education, or religious and political arenas. And besides the financial situation and the give and take there, you know, on the personal side of this, you may need to kind of make some adaptations around someone you've divorced. So, you know, maybe you want to travel and you need to ask them if they would take the kids on a different time than you had agreed to, you know, so that you can go off on your trip. Or maybe you're going back to school and you need to ask for a little bit more support financially or with the kids or whatever from the divorcee. Or maybe you're getting, you know, divorced over this couple years and you need to really focus on the legal side of things and make some adjustments with what's going on with that. So financially in divorce, and then sexually, what sexual attractions do you have? Is there, you know, is there a need to kind of give a little bit more or ask for something different from the person you're involved with? You know, and again, I would say this would play out through those Sagittarian themes. So, you know, maybe, I don't know. I really don't want to speculate on this. You know, you guys go with that one yourself. And, you know, otherwise I would say, you know, it's really kind of being open to finding different approaches than maybe what's worked for you in the past. It doesn't mean that what's worked for you in the past is wrong, by no means. It just means you're evolving, and the people that you're going to connect with during this cycle are at a different stage than where you've been. And so it's important when it comes to shared financial, outside financial resources, and the sex life and the divorce, that you adapt, you know, around any of these Sagittarian themes. All right. Gemini, you're just balancing, working with those one-on-one relationships. For Cancer, Cancer is the other sign that is going to be in an adjustment phase, adapting, giving and taking, either asking for those adjustments or being asked to adjust. And so, you know, but it's playing out in a different area. So for Cancer, if you're, you know, trying to master that next level in media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or with your legal agreements or your travels or your educational, maybe you're teaching something or the certification, any of these Sagittarius themes, you need to make some adjustments around the work. So it may mean that, you know, you need to add in something new to teach in the work you do, or get that degree and deal with whatever adjustments to make that happen, or, you know, sign a legal agreement with somebody during this period, or adapt and bring in, you know, the media publishing deal, whatever, that would take your work in some new level. But it's really about giving and taking here on some level for you. So you may be asked to add something else in on the work front, or you might need to ask for it. Besides work, this can be about paperwork that needs to be signed. So again, kind of adapting around the legal side of the paperwork, or the paperwork that is tied to the media ventures or the educational pursuits, etc. This can be about adaptations you need to make involving health. So that can be your own health, or if you're care tending for the health of somebody else, or there's somebody in your family that is having health issues, you may need to kind of adapt your travel plans around the health situation, or maybe you need to go in and set up some kind of legal documents that help protect the health situation, et cetera. And what else? This can be about something going on with your animals. So if you do need to travel and take your pets with you on the road, then you will definitely expect to be adapting in some way around what's going on with that. If you're, you know, determined to walk down the aisle with your cat or dog beside you, maybe your partner's going to say, hey, man, a little adaptation there. So, you know, look at ways that you might adapt around that. And then I would also say for Cancer, if there's someone you're hiring to help you with the legal, the travel, the media, the wedding, the educational pursuits, there will be some adaptations there as well to be successful as you move through all of this. So be the willow. All right, so for Leo, Leo is in a trine. So like Aries, Leo, as the other fire sign, is harmoniously aligned with this new Saturn in Sagittarius cycle, which means as long as you are stepping up, Leo, to get serious about your media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, your weddings, your legal matters, your travel plans, your higher educational pursuits, your religious or political beliefs, things should go really well for you. And for Leo, the more work you do here, it is focusing on your creative abilities and talents and opportunities. So anything you can do in those Sagittarius themes that can bring your creative potential to the forefront and help you take that next level up, this is a fantastic, you know, couple years here where you can definitely step up in those areas. Besides creativity, Leo, the thing that's working here is love life. So if you've been challenged up recently, and who hasn't, you know, coming out of Scorpio and going into Sagittarius, this puts a real harmonious flow with you. So you may be able to travel with the lover now instead of away from the lover, or you might travel and meet someone you fall in love with, or there may be, you know, a love affair kicking up that leads to a wedding, or a love affair that plays out in the educational realm or with at the church while you're doing your religion, or the political theme, or the, you know, while you're doing some kind of broadcasting or publishing or media venture, love can flower. So creativity and love are totally aligned in this area. Also, the focus on children is very strong, so you might take on a broadcasting or media, you know, deal that involves kids or is about kids. You might see help your own kids get into something there. It might be a great couple years to really make the commitment to higher education for your kids, or to start teaching kids what you know. You might publish a book that's for kids. It can be a time where, you know, sign legal agreements for the kids or about kids, or get a law passed into in existence that is beneficial to kids. You might wed and adopt some kids through marriage or see your kids get involved in a wedding during this time frame. All of this is favorable for Leo. And finally, in this area of the sky, recreation is highlighted. So traveling for fun, introducing recreational abilities you have. Maybe you're a great sword fighter and you love that, and you can now do that in your media podcast, or travel to some place where you can practice that sword fighting. you know, anything that can introduce recreational energy into the Sagittarius themes, this is definitely a good time. So you want to get serious in all these areas, and you want to master or structure or commit to things that can lead you to that next stage, and it should go pretty easily, you know, for the Leos, as long as you show up and you do what you need to do. Virgo is going to have a square to this energy. And so Virgo is going to be, you know, that's frictional energy, really pushing Virgos to push themselves. You know, you guys really do need to look at, do I need to deal with the legal thing or make this legal? Do I need to get married? Do I need to get more involved in weddings? Do I need to step up with media ventures or foreign interests or educational directions or religious or political themes, and push yourself and challenge yourself and be willing to show the cosmos that you will do the work it takes in these areas, even when there are challenges that come up and that you need to overcome in these areas. Because doing the work through this next couple years will pretty much cement some things for you that are then going to move into some territory that should go really well. And so the more that you put into overcoming anything that's in your way in those arenas, the better it's going to be. And Virgo, a lot of this is focused either in your home, you know, so you might really need to set up a place in the home where you can study so you can further that education, where the kids aren't interrupting you or there's not loud music playing or whatever. Or you may need to start teaching classes in your home, again, setting up the space to do so. Or maybe there's something legal you need to take care of involving your home or a property that you own or a real estate deal you're trying to make happen. So getting in there and really focusing on the Sagittarius legal side of this is important. You may be wanting to plan a wedding in your home or host a wedding in your home, and there's a lot, you know, the frictional energy there would just be all the stuff kind of piling up that you need to work on there. To make that happen, because that is a lot of work, hosting something like that. Travel or foreign, so it may be, you know, a relocation of your home to some foreign land or staying in somebody else's home as you travel or taking care of your home while you're away from home on a trip and getting serious about how to structure that. And anything, I guess, in the religious or political realm that you want to develop there in the house, is something that you want to get serious about. So all of those themes, the home, the property, the real estate, is very significant here. And there may be moves, you know, or there might be a renovation that kind of plays into the challenge of trying to get all this other stuff tackled in that area. There also, this part of the sky can mean that there can be things coming in involving family or a parent or a roommate. And the challenges there that you need to kind of really push yourself to overcome so that you can see, you know, growth over these next couple years, or self-mastery and ambitions coming into play with your Sagittarian theme. So whatever you feel like you really need to buckle down and knock out in those areas, start now. Know that the first year, as with every sign, whether it's easier or more frictional energy, the first year is going to be the toughest for everybody. It's really the most significant that you commit to something and go for it, or in something that is blocking your progress during this first year. So look at those themes and just know, Virgo, that, you know, this square is really pushing you to face your fears and step up in your leadership abilities and to tackle whatever it is that you need to do there so that you can clear that slate and take things to that next level. For Libra, you know, Saturn in Sagittarius, this next 2 years and 3 months, this is a sextile. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, it is good. This is an opportunity aspect. This is the door being wide open for Libra. So if you do not succeed in one of these areas, I'm just blaming you guys, because you guys have a really wide open door here saying that, you know, if you step up and you take it seriously, you know, the legal matter or ambition or the media venture, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, the wedding, the travel, the foreign interest, the import-export, your higher educational pursuits or teaching or your religious or political affiliations. If you get in there and you do what you need to do there, the door is so open for you guys. And it's open through communications and ideas. So literally what it's saying is that you can pursue writing and you know, master that next level with your writing and get that published or get that into law or teach it or send it to your teacher or get it into the political realm. You know, so writing, maybe you'll write a love poem that'll get you married. you know, this is all about your ideas and getting that communication out there. It means that you can further these areas in talks and meetings and pitching ideas. And in interviews and auditions, this is an amazing couple of years for you guys. It means there can be offers on the table that you really need to get serious about.
It can mean that you need to make that real serious decision about ending something or making a long-term commitment in one of those areas. Also for Libra, it means that there may be something either, you know, that is favorably coming to a close or getting started with this next level of ambition and commitment that involves a brother or sister or neighbor in one of these Sagittarius outlets, or that involves local community activity or something involving short trips to nearby towns. So maybe you get involved in a, you know, a stage production locally, or maybe there's something legal you're really trying to push through for your community, or you start teaching in a few towns nearby, or, you know, any of the Sagittarius themes applied to that should be successful as long as you show up and you are ambitious and you make those commitments and you do the work. So really favorable, easier time for Librans than what they've been going through. For Scorpio, you know, you guys, it's going to feel easier no matter what, even if I was going to drop, you know, a house on your witch of the east. You're going to feel happy. It's not going to matter. Because you get Saturn out of your sign, you know. And what this is doing, it's doing a couple things, you know. Saturn, as it moves through Sagittarius, you guys both kind of move side by side because it is the next sign after all, right? And so there is a somewhat of a parallel existence here going on with kind of looking at where you're going and where these projects or ambitions are going and how they're paralleling each other. So in some way, it's a reflection of who you are during this next 2 years and 3 months, tied very definitely into those Sagittarian themes of media, law, travel, education, weddings, religion, and politics. But the aspect it's making is a semi-sextile, which is also an opportunity aspect. It's a smaller opportunity, which usually means something is already happening, and this is going to keep that door open, or something you've done already has kind of opened that door, and now you're going to see ways to walk through it over this next couple of years. And so for Scorpio, again, really all you have to do is focus in on ways to make money through media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, legal means, agreements, travel, foreign interests, import, export, educational directions, religion, or politics. Focus on making money. What do you need to master in one of those or several of those areas so that you can come out the other side of this earning more? This is also about anything you can do with your possessions. You know, maybe you just made a bunch of jewelry and now you're going to sell it and that'll, you know, expand to some kind of foreign market or get you in the news and, you know, all of that will play in. Or maybe there's some other objects that you have that you're going to be selling or promoting during this time frame. Maybe you're getting a bunch of your tools out of storage and that's going to help you. You know, whatever it is you're doing with your possessions may play into this and you want to get serious. Maybe you have way too much stuff and you need to get rid of a bunch of stuff and clear some space so you can travel more. Now, that might be an option too. And purchases and getting serious about ending or making long-term commitments to purchases that are about your self-mastery and ambition in one of those Sagittarius themes. So that's where your you know, mini opportunities are going to lay open throughout the next 2 years and 3 months as long as you step up and you take the lead and you push forward in what you believe in these areas. For Sagittarius, it's a conjunction. You're the only sign getting a conjunction, which what that means is Saturn is in your sign. So Saturn is all about you for the next 2 years and 3 months. And this is a very important time frame for Sag because you guys get the opportunity now to redefine who you are on a very important level because some of the choices you're making or some of the things you're starting to commit to now will take you over the whole next 29 years. And so, you know, that's why it becomes serious. You really want to look at your identity and your needs and what you're doing with your body, physically showing up and getting involved, or what's going on within your body, or what's going on with your brand and your image and your name and your title and your signature on things, and all about you. and how that plays into this next major chapter in your life when with you committing to what it is you want in one of those Sagittarius areas. So is it time to commit to a big media venture and start working that? Is it time to, you know, get into publishing or broadcasting or publicity? Is it time to travel or get involved with a foreign interest? Is it time to go back for the degree or start teaching what you know? Is it time to get political, get religious, get married, you know, sign legal documents, become a lawyer? Anything in the Sagittarian realm that you can get serious about, be diligent about, be disciplined about, make long-term commitments regarding who you are, this is a time where you want to step up and do that, because a conjunction is about a fresh start in your life. And people and situations will be showing up if they haven't already. I mean, some of these may all be ongoing, and now's the time to make those big, serious decisions. But this is it. You know, it's time to grow up, get serious, make the choice, and start to run with a few of these ideas and really work it over these next couple of years, because it will redefine who you are. For Capricorn, you, like Scorpio, are having this kind of, you know, running alongside of the Sagittarian themes. So you're going to be reflected in this at a certain level. You know, so it's not just about travel. It's about who you are when you travel. It's not just about, you know, marketing and advertising and media outlets. It's who you are in that. It's, you know, your educational, religious, and legal, and wedding decisions. And for Capricorn, this is also a semi-sextile, which means you're in an opportune 2 years and 3 months. There are many opportunities, meaning that they've already started, and you are going to add to them, or, you know, the door has been opened and now they're going to come through that door. So you want to continue to show up and do the work in these Sagittarian ruled areas. But for Capricorn, you know, yours is way more complex than Scorpio's is. Capricorn, yours is very, it's a time frame in this next couple of years where some karmic past life souls will come in or exit your life that are meant to. So some people that may have been placeholders in your life for a very long time may cross out one way or another. Some people that you haven't seen, you know, maybe since the 1700s, I don't know, show back up. And they'll show back up, you know, around these themes. And it's also the area where things happen in your life that seem to be beyond you. There's a higher hand in it. There's something mystical or magical or karmic about it. And so some things will just kind of slot into place for you as long as you're showing up in these areas. And you want to highlight the 12th house. So you want to highlight in all those Sagittarian areas, you want to highlight how romance is affecting you. You know, is it, can you travel for romance? Is your romance developing long distance? Is there potential for a wedding here in this romantic area? Is there something legal that needs to be dealt with so that you can have this romance? Is it tied in with media or education or politics or religion? So romance is one of the ways for Capricorn. Artistry is another way. So is there, you know, your film, your music project, your painting, your museums and concerts and poetry and dance and sculpture, is there a reason to travel for that? Is there a reason to set up the legal side of things or to promote it and broadcast it and publish it or bring it to weddings or learn about it or teach about it or involve the religious or political scheme in it? So look at your artistry and where you can commit and where you can get serious and ambitious and master the next level through those Sagittarius realms. This is also about your spiritual growth. That's a really powerful couple years. And this is a time where Capricorns are going to, you know, kind of, how do I want to say it, buffet or align or, you know, set side by side religion and how that's impacted your life from maybe early childhood teachings or some kind of religion that you embraced at some point in your life, and how your spirituality is setting beside that. are they working together? Does something need to end so that they can work together or one can work by itself? You know, so it's a very important time to make some choices about what you want to see continue to support you and grow and be around you on a spiritual level. It can be a really important time to get into your meditation or your yoga or your nature walks, or maybe, you know, start looking at your psychic abilities or your magical inclinations and decide what you want in those areas. This is also, 12th house is definitely about healing addictions and hospitals. So it may be that you travel to see somebody in a hospital, or you travel to get the kind of healing you need, or you need to deal with legal documents about an addiction or, you know, a hospital matter, or there's something, you know, I don't know, that, yeah, educationally that you're going to teach or learn, and maybe you want to work at a hospital, so you're learning that right now. So there's like a crossover in those areas. And finally, it may apply to research and development for Capricorns. So over this next couple years, it might be really important to kind of have time enough to pull back throughout, you know, your day or your week or your month, every month, and have that time to kind of spend some time developing where you're going behind the scenes in, you know, this direction of media, law, weddings, travel, people at a distance, higher education, politics, or religion. So opportunity is there. It's already in motion, and you will build on that by showing up and getting serious about it over these next couple years. For Aquarius, this is a sextile. So Aquarius, like Libra, is aligning in an opportunity, door wide open, easy flow in this next couple years, 2 years, 3 months, where, again, if you are ambitious, if you take the lead, if you are willing to commit long-term in things that block you, structure what you need to structure, you should see a lot of fairly reasonably easy success and some people and situations just kind of appearing in your life that can help you, you know, with these, with the travel or distance or legalities or media, broadcasting, publishing, weddings, educational, political, or religious themes. So for Aquarius, you want to apply your aspirations. What do you dream of in those areas? Is there something you really want to achieve? This couple years is a fabulous time frame for you guys to do the work and to really show what you got there and step up to the plate. Besides your personal aspirations, there might be some original project or invention or idea that you develop during these couple years through these Sagittarian themes that really takes off for you. So I would pay attention to those. And this is a huge social phase for Aquarius. So you guys, you know, it's never probably going to be more important for you guys to get real serious about who you're being friends with, you know, and commit the time and effort with friends and associates over anything that you're interested in with media, law, travel, education, politics, religion, weddings. You know, maybe you're planning a big wedding and inviting a ton of friends. Maybe you're helping a friend with their wedding. Maybe you're needing to travel more to connect with friends. Or maybe you're relocating and having to make all new friends. But they're going to be, you know, the door's going to be open. You know, you just have to show up. Maybe a friend invites you to a church or a political rally and gets you involved. You know, any of those Sagittarian themes with your friends or associates, really, you know, time to get in there and get serious about what you want to see happen. And, you know, socially, besides your friends, it can be a really important time to join groups or form groups, get active in group activities in any of those Sagittarius themes. It can be a really important time for what you do online. So if you're trying to broadcast and promote or, you know, get married or learn something or teach something or get into the politics, any of this stuff, it's what you do on the internet can be really important and very open to you during this period. Charities, you know. So definitely a time if you want to set up your own charity to put the legal, you know, get it all set up legally for yourself. or promote that charity and get involved in that way, maybe travel for the charity. This can also be an interest in astrology for some of you Aquarians. It's ruled by this area, so maybe you want to get into something with a friend or associate with astrology, or join a group and learn more about it. And that's pretty much it. You know, your aspirations, your original ideas and inventions, and anything you do in these social realms, you know, gatherings, parties, events, friends, groups, associates, the internet, charities, social networking, you know, this is the way to move forward. Pisces, like Virgo, is going to be squared during this 2 years and 3 months, which means Virgos and Pisces are the two that are going to be working it the hardest. They really are going to be very ambitious, or they're really going to be trying to overcome some stuff that's held them back so that they can get what they want out of this. So Pisces, you know, this frictional energy, and especially in the first year, it's pushing you hard to look at what goals you have when it comes to media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, legal matters, the law in general, travel, foreign interests, import-export, weddings, higher education, either teaching or learning, getting a degree, your religious beliefs, your political beliefs. Set goals and really be willing to work hard for those goals, because the harder you work with this frictional energy, the further it's going to push you, even though it's frictional, even though you're going to have to step up and deal with stuff as you go through this. It is definitely saying this is the time to, you know, hit the ground running with any obstacles, challenge yourself, take the lead, go for it. Besides your personal goals for Pisces, this is about your career, and that may be first and foremost. So if you've ever wanted to achieve something on the career front, to garner some kind of recognition or fame, to further your reputation, to get promoted or launch a business, you know, there are going to be challenges here for you to overcome, and you are going to want to challenge yourself to reach those levels through that next thing that you're going to master in media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, travel, foreign interests, education, legal matters, weddings, religion, or politics. Set your goals, look at your career, what you want to go for in these areas, and be willing to work harder than some of the other signs, because you have a lot to achieve here. And finally, last but not least for Pisces, this has to do with authority figures in your life. So when I say authority figures, it's like somebody you see as a higher up, or, you know, somebody who's older or more established, somebody that you're helping out in that position, or who can lend a hand up to you. This can be a boss, can be one of your parents, it could be a judge, it could be a mentor, it could be a director, it could be a producer, you know, whoever that higher up person is. And, you know, as you're looking at this, you do have something that you need to challenge yourself with this person. And you need to maybe overcome something that's challenging already in the situation there, but you do need to challenge yourself more to reach something here involving this key person. And you're going to do that by traveling or dealing with them at a distance, or by legal channels that you need to go down, or with the wedding. You know, maybe you need to overcome getting your parent to the wedding, and they want you to have it there and you want to have it here. They want to walk you down the aisle, but the other one does too. I don't know. Maybe they're getting married and you got to deal with that. You know, you're going to deal with it through travel, through distance, through weddings. You're going to deal with it through legal matters. You're going to deal with it in any of those media-related areas. So, you know, maybe there's a boss you need to reach out to and really ask for that promotion or that next amount of responsibility to prove yourself through publishing or broadcasting or publicity or any media outlet. Through anything in education, so you may need to go ask if you can, you know, go back and get a certification to help you qualify, you know, for something that you need to train and do here from your boss, or you might need to teach something to somebody in a higher position. That'd be kind of weird, huh? But it could happen. And, you know, maybe there's something to overcome, you know, with one of these higher up people over religious beliefs or political beliefs. Maybe you veered into a different belief system than your parent or your boss or, you know, the judge. Ooh, heaven forbid. And you have to really kind of get in there with whoever this higher up person is and make this work, you know. And so whatever you need to step up for, you do want to show up. You do want to look for ways that are growth oriented, that help you master that next level, that show off what you can do, because there is somewhat of a spotlight on Pisces in this square, where Virgo is really kind of under the radar a bit over these next couple of years, getting to work from the home or on those home family arenas. Pisces is out there in the spotlight with their square. And so, you know, the sky's the limit, but you're really going to have a lot to push and work through to make this happen, and you should step up and go for it. So that is my Saturn in Sagittarius show. I hope that it is helpful for you guys. You know, you like to work with the astrology and the timing, then definitely go back and write down those key dates. I gave quite a few of them. It's Zoe Moon, and I will be back next week, same time. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe, Z-O-E, Moon Astrology. And I hope it's a great one. I'll talk to you guys next week.